GOP Senator Kennedy torches Sheryl Crow. If she ever had a clever thought, it died alone and afraid. By Simon Kent on February 18, 2025. Not such a smart move. That was the conclusion of Senator John Kennedy. RLA, after singer Sheryl Crow's announced a very public display of moral vanity by selling her Tesla vehicle and donating the proceeds to National Public Radio, NPR, all in protest of Elon Musk. I think she means well, but if she ever had a clever thought, it died alone and afraid, he told Fox News host Sean Hannity, who crowned the response as the best reaction you could ever want. Kennedy went on to note former President Joe Biden got a lot of his advice from pop singers, movie stars and people who partied with Harvey Weinstein. And we know how that turned out. The free character assessment of Crow and her show business elites came after she posted an Instagram video of herself happily waving goodbye to her Tesla as a tow truck carries it away, as Breitbart News reported. "My parents always said, you are who you hang out with," she wrote. "There comes a time when you have to decide who you are willing to align with. So long, Tesla." She continued, "Money donated to at NPR, which is under threat by President Musk, in hopes that the truth will continue to find its way to those willing to know the truth." Musk, who in addition to being the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, heads the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has called for NPR to be stripped of federal funding over its well-established bias against conservatives and other anti-establishment voices. Sheryl Crow is not the only celebrity to get rid of her Tesla over Musk. Actor Jason Bateman revealed in October that he tossed his Tesla due to Musk's support for President Donald Trump. "I got rid of my Tesla. I feel like I'm driving around with a Trump sticker," he said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.